Thanks so much for joining us, Evan Bray, on this Monday morning. So we just had Superintendent Joshua Graham on with the RCMP talking about this shooting that happened on Friday night, Highway 39 near Weyburn. Two women traveling in a black Ford Explorer towards Weyburn. They hear a loud crack. The passenger of that vehicle, a 44-year-old woman from Weyburn, struck by a bullet that ultimately took her life. And the RCMP really at a loss at this point. I mean, they're vigorously investigating this, but they have at this point putting out asks. So they've asked for people that were driving a white truck that were near the scene to come forward. They did. They interviewed them. Now they have let them go. They're not involved in any way. Another vehicle with a trailer that was possibly nearby, those people immediately came forward when that vehicle was identified and are being interviewed right now. I know a number of people on the text line are texting in saying you would be able to tell from the angle of the bullet where it came from. I don't think Superintendent Graham is disputing that. What he's saying is, number one, those forensic investigations are going on. And number two, because there's a lot of information that they don't know yet, they are not yet releasing that information. That may come out. A number of people pointing out, you'd think the more information they release, the more it would be helpful to them, because someone might know something. If there was, you know, a vehicle drove by, and I'm just making this up, this is completely made up, but if a vehicle were to have driven by 10 minutes earlier and someone they was witnessed being dropped off in a ditch, or someone was seen walking along the roadway, you would hope that those people would come forward. And that's exactly what we heard from the superintendent, is if you know more information, he's urging you to call into their number at 310-RCMP. If you want to remain anonymous, obviously, there's always the Crime Stoppers option. But at the end of the day, the investigation continues. Does this worry you? If you're a driver, if you drive on that highway, if you drive after dark, like, I can tell you this. In the thousands and thousands of times I've driven on highways in our province, I have never once worried about my vehicle being shot at. But when you have something like this happen, does it worry you? Does it give you pause to change plans, to worry about loved ones differently? You'd really like to hope that this is not some random, but you know, this is the problem. What's going on in my mind, and as I'm talking to you, this is happening in coffee shops all around the province. This is happening in workplaces. People are starting to speculate, wonder. I got a text on the text line this morning. Just going to see if I can find it quickly, saying it was Katie in Saskatoon, said, did the shooter in that case, so that woman from Weyburn where she was killed, did they think it was a police vehicle? Did they think it was cops, she says, in a cop car because they were driving a dark black Explorer? I mean, chasing speculation, but of course, in the absence of fact, that's exactly what happens. 1-877-332-8255. Happy to hear your thoughts on this. If you have thoughts, if you would like to join the conversation, please do. There's so many different things going on. We mentioned the House is sitting today. This is first day of the fall sitting. We had MP Andrew Scheer on this morning, and no doubt we will be throughout the fall, we will be following along everything from these nation-building projects and priorities that the federal government is talking about to whether or not we get a trade deal, whether it's with the United States, which of course has been the focus of lots, or China. Premier Mo just back from China. He did a mission over there just last week. In fact, was there with a number of other delegates from our province and some from the federal government. He's holding a news conference this morning. We will have reporters at that event, and then they will come back and report to us what the Prime Minister said and his expectations that this is going to yield some sort of positive results. What about the post on Truth Social by Donald Trump? So this, no doubt, is sparked by and fueled by the fact that, remember last week, Russian drones were shot down, seeing and being found to have made an incursion into Poland's airspace. And so whether it was Polish military or NATO support from surrounding countries, the drones were shot down. Well, Russian drones now have been going into NATO airspace through the weekend. It's happened again in Poland. It's happened in Romania. And as a result, on social media, on Truth Social, Donald Trump posts an ask for NATO allies to step up sanctions. Number one, stop buying Russian oil. And number two, impose 50 to 100% tariffs on China until the war is over. Because as you know, China is a major purchaser of Russian oil. Where does this leave Canada? Between a rock and a hard place is exactly where. What does the Canadian government do? On one hand, if they follow with what Donald Trump is saying and stop buying Russian oil, although you would like to hope that's not a big part of where our oil comes from, but number one, come out with a statement and a sanction on that, and number two, impose more stiff tariffs on China. Yeah, it might ingratiate them with the United States. It might show that they're willing to stand up and do their part as a NATO signatory country, but it sure doesn't do anything to the mission that I was just talking about that Premier Scott Moe made to China, where we're trying to get the Chinese tariffs off of egg products like canola, canola byproducts, peas, pork, all of those industries, seafood, all of those industries being impacted by Chinese tariffs. So this is one of those it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, because Donald Trump throws that out. Easy for them to continue to do the things that they're doing, but other countries will be left to make a decision. And Canada is one that many people are already speculating. This doesn't leave Canada in a very easy or enviable position. 1-877-332-8255. What is on your mind? What would you like to talk about? The phone lines are open. I would love to hear from you. Text lines are open for you as well. We can talk about whatever. I know there's a number of people this morning on the text line that were speculating or at least weighing in on what we have heard from the United States in terms of the investigation into the Charlie Kirk murder. The suspect, of course, was arrested, Tyler Robinson, 22 years old. It sounds as if, though, he has been less than cooperative since being arrested. Family and friends of his have been more cooperative, and that's where we're getting lots of information. However, at this point, it doesn't look as if he is being very forthcoming or cooperative with the authorities. 1-877-332-8255. Any of these topics are open for you. In fact, let's go to Edwin in Regina, who's got a thought on Donald Trump's recent post on Truth Social. Edwin, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts is he's told us this before. We didn't listen then. You know, Carney wants to be closer to Europe. I'm sure Europe would love to buy some of our stuff if he'd let them.
So your thought is that Canada should 100% jump on board with what Donald Trump is asking them to in terms of these sanctions?
Well, it could help us in the long run say, hey, we're working together.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you, but where I'm worried is throwing 50 to 100% tariffs on China until the war is over is likely not going to result in removal of the ag tariffs they've thrown on us.
But if we did it as NATO, we're doing it together.
Yeah.
Who's going to sell them anything if we all get together and say no?
So you're saying we have safety because we're going to be part of a larger group, basically.
Right, because we're doing it strategically, yeah. Not financially.
Safety in numbers. Okay, I got you, Edwin. Thanks so much for the call. So one enthusiastic thumbs up by Edwin in Regina for Donald Trump's ask of NATO allies to step up sanctions by stop buying Russian oil and impose 50 to 100% tariffs on China until the war is over, knowing that China, of course, is an ally of Russia's as a major purchaser of Russian oil. And so it's leveraged from both angles. 1-877-332-8255. We'll take our first break, and then we will be back to finish up our open line segment here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Just got a text in that semi flipped over onto its side on Highway 11 just north of Dundurn. That scene has all been cleaned up. Traffic is flowing as per normal on Highway 11, so some good news there, and clearly nothing too serious about that accident, which is very good news. A number of people on the text line weighing in on the discussion, this tragic situation of the suspicious shooting on Highway 39 near Weyburn that happened on Friday night. A 44-year-old woman from Weyburn is dead as a result. The bullet through the vehicle and killed the woman passenger of this vehicle. Two women in the vehicle. The driver, of course, is one witness to what happened. However, at this point, police do not have enough to be able to A, make an arrest, or B, give any suspect information that might help people come forward and lead them to an arrest. A lot of people are pointing out on the text line that it is possible, given the fact that we are getting close to hunting season, that this could be someone who had no intention of shooting at a vehicle, but was sighting in a rifle, doing something like that. I guess at this point, anything is possible, and you know the RCMP will be investigating that. But many people are pointing out, Tim and Swift Current is one of them, talking about the rules around firearm use. It would have been dark at 8 o'clock. It's within a certain location or a certain number of meters from a highway or from inhabited premises. I mean, these are all things that people know regulations prohibit from happening. And so, was it someone who was not shooting at the vehicle, but was doing something that was counter to the law, is a possibility. And a number of people just genuinely saying, yes, this does shake me up. This does cause me to worry about being back on the highway. I mean, if we don't know details and if there's a possibility that this is random, yeah. It does cause some concern about, you know, I got a text here from a gentleman who says, my daughter drives the highway between Weyburn and Regina daily because she lives in Weyburn, works in Regina. And many of the times when she's coming back, it's late at night. So yes, until we get some answers, it does add worry for my wife and I. Thank you, Dave, for that text. 1-877-332-8255 is the number. So we were talking about Donald Trump threw out a request to all NATO allies, basically calling on them to step up sanctions, stop buying Russian oil, and number two, impose tariffs, 50 to 100% tariffs on China until the war is over. Because, of course, pressure on China, who are number one, a major purchaser of Russian oil, number two, an ally to Russia, would basically compromise Russia in a way that maybe it leads to a ceasefire and ultimately peace talks in this situation between Russia and Ukraine. Let's go to Peter in Moose Jaw. Peter, thanks for calling in. Your thoughts, do you think Canada should go along with what Trump is asking?
Hey, Evan, this is a good conversation. I'm an old man, but as a younger man, I worked in China. I know the society. I'm very familiar with it. I could tell you one thing. Everything they do, everything, and I mean everything, and your listeners need to understand that, doesn't matter what geopolitical thing you got talking about, everything they do has to do with money. The whole culture is money-based. Everything is money. And it doesn't matter what you talk about. If they're doing something geopolitically, they're doing it because it's going to make them more money. That's how they run. That's how they operate.
So using that logic, Peter, you're thinking the tariffs would be a good thing.
He knows me. I actually agree with Donald Trump. That will force their hand. Do you think that China hasn't attacked Taiwan because they don't want to hurt anyone, or they don't really want that property? They want it, but they don't want to damage themselves economically. That's why they haven't done it, because they would hurt themselves, because the Americans and the Europeans would rally against them, and it would crush their economy. So now here's the deal. You ever hear the phrase, Evan, the money makes the world go round, right?
Yep, I've heard
it. People don't see the flow chart here. If you are... China is buying oil from Russia. And by the way, China negotiated a deal with Russia that gets the oil below market price. So you're my friend, but I'm still going to screw you. That's the Chinese. So here's the deal. They buy oil from the Russians. They get it cheap. They resell it throughout Asia. They've been doing that for a long time. So you get cheap oil from Russia because no one else is buying the Russian oil. So I can get it from you at a cheap price, and then I resell it and I make lots of money. That's the easiest grift in the business, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're doing. So if you are going to buy Chinese oil, if you're going to buy Russian oil or oil from China or products from China, and they're buying Russian oil, you are financing Putin's war in Ukraine. That's how it goes. Now, if you're buying Chinese product, we could even draw a straight line from that. You draw buy cheap Chinese product, they're buying oil from Russia, they're financing Russians' oil, their aggression against the Ukrainians. So this is how this goes. So, yeah, if you tariff this, and the Europeans, they're very self-centered people. I heard the Germans say they don't want to pay more for natural gas because they don't want to have to, it's going to cost them so much to heat their pools. Where are we going here?
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to stop the war, you stop buying gas from a despot, okay? That's the end of story. And Donald Trump, to his credit, back in, I think it was the last G7 in 20, when he was first term, he told all of them, he said, why are you buying oil from a dictator? Stop it. And we are so stupid in this country, we didn't get LNG going during the Trudeau dark years where we didn't do anything. We could have been selling these people gas and oil, and we stopped. And so they turned to a despot, and now we got the situation we've got.
Yep.
That's how this whole thing works. And, you know, people should have a flow chart when they purchase something.
Well,
it's made in China. China buys Russian oil, so forth and so on.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think you've done a very good job of laying it out for us, Peter, and I always appreciate your calls to the show. Okay, we're appreciative of all of the texts and calls that we got in on the short open lines today. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with today's Roundtable of Justice here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.